Hey guys, it's Sammy
and Robbie
back again to tell you about another upcoming con.
And we're super excited about this one.
Mm-hmm. It's another Indiana one. This one is PopCon, Indie PopCon to be exact. And it's going to be in Indianapolis, again at the Convention Center.
Indiana Convention Center.
Right in downtown Indianapolis. And Robbie will be there April 26th through the 28th.
Yes. We were just at the Indiana Comic-Con, so if you missed us, you get a chance to meet us again at PopCon.
Yes, well, at least Robbie.
At least me. Ashley will be there.
Oh, yeah, Ashley will be there. That's an exciting thing.
Ashley will be there, so you get to meet a lot of us on the network.
Yeah, two-thirds.
Two-thirds of it, yes.
There you go. Yeah.
So if you're coming to the show, please stop by the Limitless Broadcasting booth. We're always excited to see you.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see you guys at the show.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I am Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast, produced by Limitless Broadcasting and featuring Dan.
Good morning.
Don't forget to go check out all of our social media, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, please, after the show.
All the things.
All the things.
All the things. Because there's a lot of Disney news happening, and I've been sharing a lot of it. So if you want to know what's going on, especially with the fact that there's a lawsuit happening right now to the governor of Florida, like from Disney to the governor.
Disney got mad.
Disney's mad.
Disney's like, forget you.
Yeah, this is the first public lawsuit I've ever seen from Disney. So this is big. See what happens. I don't know what the governor did, but...
Oh, he did a lot of things.
Did he? Yes. Okay. I just don't pay attention to the governor down there.
He is full of plenty of comments.
Let's say about that. Disney?
Oh, he
about
hates
a lot of
Disney.
Things. But
a lot of things that I do not agree with. We'll say that. But yes,
he hates Disney.
Because you know they took over the Reedy Creek district. And did you see that whole thing where Disney enacted their own ruling, the board, before they got officially replaced by DeSantis's board, where they were basically like, you can't do anything until the last descendant of the Queen of England or whatever dies, like 21 years past when the last descendant dies. It was like the funniest thing. You should definitely look it up. And they didn't like that, the board, because that basically meant they could do nothing at Disney. And then they were like, oh, no, you can't do this. And they overruled that. And then Disney's like, all right, now we're done with you. We're done playing these games. 77-page lawsuit.
Ooh.
I did not read it. I just know it's 77 pages. Yeah, so.
Go Disney.
Yeah, they're saying their First Amendment rights were violated. And, yeah, it's a whole thing.
All the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I knew it was happening. I didn't know the details of it, but.
Yeah.
I just keep seeing it pop up. I'm like, oh, Disney, get it.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know what he did, but get it.
Yeah, you should definitely read about it.
Governor of Florida is either loved or hated, depending on which side of the spectrum you're on.
And I am definitely
Well, I am not on any spectrum. Side. That's the thing. I'm not on a side, and I still disagree with how he runs things.
I think you should be on a side.
Or approaches. Let me rephrase. I don't like how he approaches things, but honestly... Mm-hmm. To be fair, I don't like how any politician approaches things, so there's that
accurate,
also.
Accurate.
That is also accurate. They all generally
are
terrible.
I don't agree with any of it.
Yeah, they all are terrible for the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But today, what is today, the 11th or 10th? When does this come out?
You're asking a lot of questions.
I know. It comes 1,000
years
10.
From now.
The 10th.
Comes out the 10th.
The 10th. So we'll commit to the 10th, yeah.
Today is the 10th in podcast time.
Yes.
And we are celebrating our 3-year anniversary.
Boom. Yay.
First episode, May 11th, 2020.
Yes. In real time, or in podcast time, I'm not actually on the podcast at the moment. I am driving down to Indy to fly to Florida.
That's true.
Tomorrow, I will be in Disney area.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. It's like a week and a half. Week and a half.
I know, it's coming very fast, and I was like, very fast. That's like, what?
That took me a minute, then I realized, oh yeah, by next week we'll be in May.
Yeah, like Monday. I was just like,
Monday. Monday will be in the month of Star Wars.
That's it. You're moving by.
May is always the month of Star Wars for me, not just a day.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So super excited. So we are going to do our normal every year annual review that Sammy has so graciously put together with all of our stats.
Great fun.
But I do want to say I opened up the notes last night and she put in a date with like keeping track of downloads to a certain date. And she put November 9th, 2023.
And I still didn't pick up on it when you were telling me.
And so I put a note next to it. I said, is it November? Did I miss the summer? Like, did we pass already? And she still this morning
did not
realize why I put that comment. She was going to roast me. I'm like, no.
Roast you. I said I was going to explain it. But I didn't understand that I was an idiot. So that didn't help.
That's not that just time is non-linear for Sammy. She operates differently than the rest of us.
I do.
Apparently.
Yes, that is fair. Yes.
I saw it. I'm like, why is she skipping my May trip with her and Potter summer? Like, what is she doing?
I know. I don't want to skip May. I have a bunch of days off in May, so I'm down for that. No. Besides you coming, I have just days off. So, yeah.
Exactly. All right, Sammy. What'd you bring us for our review?
So first of all, last year we switched from Buzzsprout to Captivate for our hosting platform. Mm-hmm. And Buzzsprout is stupid. So I had tried to download stats, and then when I tried to click the link, it just kept saying I had to log in, and then I'd log in, and it would say page not found. And I was like, super, okay, thank you for not giving me any of my data that I was trying to get from Buzzsprout. So I had to go dig through my emails because they send us like email updates and whatnot. Mm. So the best I could do was in November, it said we had hit 3,500 downloads in November of 2022.
From 2020. So like our.
From all together. So from like 2020 to.
Okay.
From May 2020 to November 2022, to make that clear, because there's a lot of numbers in there. Anyway. But we have talked off air, Ashley and I, how we didn't really care for Buzzsprout. Sorry, Buzzsprout, not to ding you on there. But I also don't know how accurate some of the tracking was, because Captivate, which I have had since December for this podcast, around December, says that right now we're sitting at about 1,200 downloads from just this time period. So we could have picked up listeners, but I also am like, I don't know if Buzzsprout was like accurate. So anyway, but that's where we're at. So, 4,000 and 5,000 downloads, we'll say. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
Just for our podcast. Nice. Guesstimates. So we're not going to go through like all of this data, but some of it I just thought was interesting. So our listeners listen using, first one, unknown. Thank you, Captivate. I don't know. I was like, super. Okay. Unknown, 29%. So I don't know what y'all are listening on, but 29% of you do it. So, okay. Apple Podcasts came in at 28.7%, and that did not surprise me because Apple is like hugely popular. Some of these I put on here because I was like, I don't know what this is. So Bullhorn, I don't know what that is.
No idea.
13% of people use it. I don't know what this is. So thank you for using it, but
it sounds familiar. I just can't I can't place it in my mind.
There's a lot of podcasting platforms that I just don't know anything about. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. But then Spotify, I'm like, okay, I know that. Stitcher, I've heard of. Using like a Chrome browser, Amazon Music, CastBox, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and GeoSavan.
What is that?
Savan? I don't know what that is either. So that's why I made the list. I was like, I don't know what this is. Not many of you use it, but I don't know what that is.
Anyway. Yeah. So,
well, thank you to the people who use it.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I don't know what that is. But...
Thank you to the unknown people, whoever you are.
Unknown mystery people.
But
you know, so, it's illegal downloads. People still do that.
That's true. Who knows? Yeah.
That's true. I don't like this data because this is going to back up my boyfriend's rant to me about how I need to move to Apple Podcasts and stop using Spotify.
Oh, because I don't use Apple Podcasts either.
I don't either.
Because I don't have Spotify. An iPhone. Well, I don't have an iPhone, so I don't use Apple Podcasts.
He's like, why don't you use Apple Podcasts? I'm like, I just like Spotify. It's like he thinks it's weird that I don't use Apple products on an Apple.
Well, I know from Robbie using it, sometimes he has trouble with Apple Podcasts. Like, if he's listening to a show and he gets out of it, like, sometimes the podcast will restart from the beginning and then he's got to find where he was. So he doesn't even always use it anymore. He uses Wondery app. I know that's one he uses. There's a lot of podcasts on there. Mm. I think that's with Amazon, some sort of association with Amazon, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. But no, it's fine. You do you. You can use Spotify. It's fine.
Well, I know.
You Spotify people.
It's fine.
I love Spotify.
There's nothing wrong
with it. I used to like it. I don't know. I feel like they did something with their streaming quality, or maybe I'm just like a super audiophile. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's something like, I noticed a difference between that and Apple Music, like just in the clarity. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Well, and the problem is I've been using Spotify since forever, since it started, it feels like. And I have all my specific playlists put together and all these different things. And I'm like, you know how much work that would be to try to redo all that on Apple Music? Work. I don't have the time.
That's one thing I miss about Spotify is I have so many cool playlists.
Yeah.
And what? And Apple Music doesn't let you do that, right?
They do, but you have to like, it has to do with like syncing it to your phone. So it's very data based.
I don't need to sync it to my phone. I literally make a playlist and it stays in there and I can go back to it at any time.
Yeah.
And then Spotify really has the one up for me. Yeah. Like if I've been listening to something like for a while, I was back into our 90s, 2000s punk grunge. Which are still
like slam.
I have a playlist like that, but then it will like, if I go in, it will say, hey, since you've been listening to this, here's a couple other curated playlists for you that you might like. And half the time, I love them.
Yeah. I remember that.
Emo.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Forever emo. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Okay, moving on. Anyways. So listened on mobile app. By far. I mean, most people are going to listen to a podcast on their phone. Again, unknown. And I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, could that be like maybe an Alexa, Google Home, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that might be.
Something like that is that what I was thinking that it didn't specify because I didn't see that listed specifically. So I was like, okay, so maybe.
So maybe that's what the unknown download is, like downloading to Alexa or Google Home or something like that.
It could be because I do know, I remember on Buzzsprout there was some data that showed like an Alexa or something. So I think that's possible. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. A desktop browser. I thought that was interesting because, I mean, yeah, that's cool, but I don't listen to anything like that on my desktop. So, well, I don't have a desktop. Yeah. I have a laptop, but yeah. Smart TV and smart home. I thought those were interesting too. Yeah. Yeah. Not a whole lot of people, but I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, they probably have whatever like app they use.
Exactly. Cause there's so many apps on TVs now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Brett has opened me up to that whole world because I never knew what ever had a smart TV until I started dating.
Yeah, it's nice. You can get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a smart TV, but I do have the the Apple TV. That's super convenient.
Apple TV, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
Well, see, did I have it in college? No, I still had my tube TV in college. I had my like flat screen, my like 36-inch flat screen from like 2012 or 13 that I've had ever since. And I had my Roku stick. Well, like for a while, it was my Blu-ray player doing my app, like my Netflix and stuff. Now, then it was a Roku stick. And I remember the first time he came over and he's like, seriously, how old is this?
Rude. I still have a Roku.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, not the Roku. The Roku was brand new. Mm-hmm. It was the TV size and how old the TV was. He's like, that pick.
He's such a snob.
He's a TV snob. Yes,
he really is.
He really is.
My goodness.
So I have one of his TVs in my apartment now.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh my gosh.
It's more for him, not me.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Whatever, right? Free TV, who cares?
Exactly.
Okay, so we have 20 countries that listen to us. Thought that was very cool. So that shout is. Outs.
That yeah. was cool. Mm-hmm.
United States obviously is the biggest one. Makes sense because we are from the United States.
Yeah. Kind of where we're based.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I'm like, yeah, I would assume. So Florida's biggest one, then Indiana. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And Pennsylvania. I was like, okay. Oh. Yeah, that's cool. Don't know. Yeah. Washington, all the way on the other coast.
Cool.
Which I thought was interesting because we don't really do like Disneyland stuff. And I would have thought they would be more like, you know, I mean, we do a lot of Disney stuff, but we started off promoting ourselves as like Disney World and. Yeah,
so we still like, kind of promote ourselves as Disney World when we talk about the
we don't know anything about Disneyland really. So
not yet.
Yeah.
One
not
day.
Yet. Not yet. Yes.
Yeah.
And then Texas was another big one. So I was like, that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I was just like, I know you have friends down there. So, you know, there you go. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Nebraska's fallen off.
Yeah, they are not on the list.
Last Our year, Nebraska list. Was on the list.
They were. And they, you are correct. And they are not
that's
they
funny.
Currently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry.
We all know who that is.
That was me, Ralph, and Holly.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Now it's spread out a little bit more. Yeah. But there were a lot of states listed. I just was like, I'm not going to read like all the states that are on there. Just the top ones. And then Singapore is the big one.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Okay.
Very kind cool. of surprised. Yeah. That's like so random.
Yeah. 28%. I was just like, that's very cool.
And everything though. Else goes in a single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. And then Canada, what up, Canada, especially
Hi,
Ontario.
Canada.
Yeah, it's mainly Ontario, 97% of the Canadians in Ontario. Yeah, I don't really know much about
Is
Canada.
It 97%
but I was like,
of the people in Ontario?
I think so. So I was like, makes sense, I think. But yeah, not a big
Thank you for the good rock and roll.
Yeah.
See?
No.
Anytime I say Canada or the UK, I'm like, thank you guys for the good rock and roll.
That's fair. That's the first thing.
That is fair.
Mm-hmm. And we do have India and then the United Kingdom on here, Ireland, and then South Africa, which I threw South Africa on there because I was like, oh, that's cool.
And Japan.
And Japan. I did skip that. You're right.
That's
in Japan.
Random.
Yeah. I don't know. I love it, though. I'm just like,
I love
cool.
it, too.
Yeah. Hey, people. Okay, cool. And okay, so our popular episodes are going to mostly be the newer ones because, again, Buzzsprout is stupid. So I couldn't see all of the
data. Well, this is good. So what are the popular episodes in the last year?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, or more recently. So yeah. Indiana Jones is rocking the top ones. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they are the top three. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense to me. Who doesn't love Harrison Ford? Indiana Jones, of course.
Why is Temple of Doom the top one?
I am not sure.
Because that was the one, I think that was the one we like. Did I'm trying to remember because I had a lot of good things to say about it, and then you guys kind of tore it apart.
I didn't dislike. I don't dislike
did.
The Temple of
Doom. I tore
Ashley's
it apart.
Like, you tore it apart. Maybe that's.
I
what
tore
it
apart.
We kind of we clashed on that one. I think that's probably what it was.
I wonder if our clashing episodes are the better one.
There's a possibility.
Maybe we need
people
a clash
love.
More.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, people love it when you're. Yeah,
it's fun
head to head. I mean, yeah, and I did find it. Interesting that the fourth Indiana Jones episode was not in the top.
Oh, I'm not
like,
surprised.
I wonder why, because yeah, nothing against Alex. She was a great guest, but sorry, that was not a good movie.
That was the only one we could bring her on.
Yeah,
we need to bring her on here again. I'll talk to her.
We can, yeah,
I'll
she can definitely come
can
back, obviously. But yeah,
bring her back.
So nothing, yeah. So please listen to it because Alex is great, not for the movie itself.
Yeah, not the movie.
The Star Wars holiday special is currently trending.
That does not surprise me.
And it cracks me up because it's newer, but it is moving up there because it's one of our newer episodes. And I was just like, awesome. I love it because it's so terrible. So
that was fun. That was fun to rip that apart.
It was.
That
that was
a fun
episode. So I'm like, I'm not really that surprised because we did have a good time with that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the Santa Claus, Santa number 18 made the list. So that was the last episode? Second to last episode. Last episode?
I don't remember. I think
it was maybe the finale, potentially.
Okay. Which they just finished filming the second season.
Ooh, we will be talking about that because I assume that means
Heck
it will be out in December. Okay.
Heck yeah.
This is kind of the time frame they had last time, so.
I'm excited.
All right. Already on the list for December. That's great. And then we had some of our lovely romantic episodes because people just love that stuff like we do.
They love
it up. Engagements and romantic couples. And,
yes.
And all that. So yeah, like all of those made the top list that we did in February. And then the upcoming Marvel Projects episode, which I was like, oh, that was a longer one. So that's kind of cool. You know, that was up there. Yeah.
Well, people probably wanted to know what's happening in Marvel world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
it's a lot.
And maybe our pixie dusters were like, yes, Ashley's finally getting back on board.
Yes. I know, with the Harrison Ford. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're probably curious. Like, what is it? Yeah. So longest episodes. Back in the day when we used to do this part. It was like, oh, yeah, look, wow, we had an episode over an hour. Oh, wow, we had an episode like an hour and a half. There are many, I started to count them and I stopped. Many, 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 many episodes over an hour and a half now. We just talk and talk and talk and talk. And I was like, oh, it's Dan's fault. And then I was like, oh, no, no, Dan wasn't on all of those. So it's not.
I was
just saying,
I was
fault.
On none of these, I don't think.
No, you were.
No, I was on the, yeah, the.
You were on The Mandalorian and Mandalorian. You were on. The,
well,
both Mandalorian episodes, so the one from last year, the one from this year.
Yeah.
And then the
Chewie Were Home.
The, yeah, that's a Star Wars episode.
And then
the
I Wanted to See
Marvel
the Baby.
Productions. Yeah.
What was that one? Mar, I want to see which one was that?
The Mar when we talked about like all the TV shows. The
oh, Marvel okay.
Did. So the
Wasn't
She-Hulk and all that.
What I Wanted the... to See the Baby?
Yeah, that was the other Mandalorian episode.
Yeah.
The two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're on a lot of these, so yeah, maybe it is your fault, mostly. I don't know.
Well, we have a lot more to discuss. So we have That's three true. People's opinions and feelings.
I like it, though.
And,
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And it's good. It's yeah. It's not like we get boring. Half the time we're fighting about something.
True. And it's kind of good that we're kind of varying in terms of like how much work we put into making notes. Because sometimes we all do, like two people do a lot of notes and then one person does a few. And then maybe one person doesn't do any. And then two people do a little bit. So it's like... Mm-hmm. It kind of makes up for it, you know.
Yeah,
it
does. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but this is the way. So it was our last, the most recent Mandalorian episode, an hour and 52 minutes. Still does not top our Girl Meets World episode. That was an hour and 53 minutes. So still just shy of the longest.
I have a minute.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I should have left like a minute in there. Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah, Girl Meets. So our absolute longest episode was literally just you and me.
Yes, talking about because we did all the whole
we did
thing
the whole
Girl
three
Meets World.
Seasons,
it was lots of cover. So
and talked why. About the connections with Boy Meets World and yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, nice. So that's why. And then Hope's interview, I was like, well, yeah, because we had a lot to talk about with her because she was going to Disney for the first time. So
yeah,
that makes sense. But I did not remember that one of our Julie Andrews episodes was so long. I did not remember.
Yeah, Princess Diaries.
Yeah, I forgot, though, that it was like an hour and 40 minutes. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but very
Queen
cool.
It's never late. She's everyone else is simply early.
Early. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love her.
True Julie Andrews fashion.
Yep.
Oh, Julie.
She is the queen.
So, I just got off a Mary Poppins kick, so she's fresh in my mind.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we did last November. November? October? No,
September.
No, September. I was
September.
Like, when's her birthday? Hold on, I gotta back this up. September. It was September we did it. Yeah, that's right. All right, so I did some social media things. I did not include Facebook because I just didn't care. But I did Instagram
we don't have
and TikTok.
Much there.
Yeah,
Facebook is just. No one cares about just, Facebook anyway. It doesn't matter.
No, no one really does, honestly. Like, please follow us on Facebook, though. But
yeah.
But we're never there,
only
but please
you,
follow
me,
us.
And Nancy. No, we're there.
Oh, yeah. You guys
I post stuff there. All the time.
She does. Yeah. My mom will like it. I will like it. And Ashley will
like it. Ashley will like it. And then we'll share it to our
If we
pages.
Want our parents to watch our content, put it on Facebook.
You got to put it on Facebook. Yeah. Yes. And I do share Instagram stuff automatically goes on Facebook, too. So that's another thing.
But I don't think my mom follows our Facebook page, which is a travesty. And
well,
I
that's kind of
that.
That's rude. Please. Yeah. Please rectify
does.
This.
I'll have to ask her.
You're like, mom, why
she never
are you not supporting
with our Disney stuff?
Why don't you support me? We post things. It's Disney related. She likes Disney.
I know.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
I just did.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, so Instagram. So we have 4,600 followers as of today. I don't finish checking it. I knew the TikTok one, I knew you did not see. We will talk about TikTok in a second. That's why we did Instagram first, because I'm like, about Instagram. Instagram data is kind of stupid. I could see the last 90 days. So you reached 43,600 accounts. I thought that was cool. Is it updated? I was going to check again. Good job. Okay. So you'll get there. We'll get there. Just calm down. So within the last year, wait, is that you?
That's me.
I auto looked at my phone. I was like, is it me? Cause that probably was me. Cause I never remember to silence it.
It's like right next to my microphone.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I just was like, wait, who's fun? anyway,
move this.
So, within the last year, our reel about Harrison Ford, when we talked about he was going to use the whip in that one scene and he was sick. So he was like, oh, we'll just shoot him because like we're done with this scene. That got 13.3K views. So that's very cool. Okay. The one where George Lucas is talking about the holiday special, it's very short and he basically talks about Boba Fett, but I thought it was cool because he acknowledged the holiday special.
He did. Okay. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to post this. But yeah, 12K views. I was like, okay. I don't understand the Instagram.
It's probably still growing too.
I did look. Instagram is slower. So I didn't see any updated data today when I looked this morning. And then Doctor Strange, when we're talking about the musical notes, got 11.2K. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I still like that one. Another thing too, like we get a little trolly comment sometimes on TikTok, but Instagram is the worst. And I hate people. Like, could you please just stop? I don't care that you don't like Doctor Strange. So, Doctor Strange is so dumb. I'm like, well, we clearly liked it. So I don't care. Like, just go past it. I don't care. And then I got in a fight with a kid who I think was in high school, so I just blocked him. When I clicked on his profile, and I was like, oh, I think you're like a teenager. Block. But I did yell at him because I was like, what is wrong with you?
And honestly, like you and I, like we can just, some of those things just roll off our shoulders. Like it doesn't
affect. I ignore most of them. Yeah.
It's honestly, I don't think they realize that them, quote, even if they hate whatever we post, them interacting with our post continues to push it. So I'm like, you know what?
That's engagement. Yeah.
Engage. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
I will like and I will comment back if they say something nice or positive. Or like one guy was like, oh, I didn't really like Doctor Strange, but I understand why other people do. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for your nice comment. Mm-hmm. But this kid, I don't remember what he said, but it really just annoyed me because it was just straight up rude. And I was like, I don't know what's wrong with you. So I'm just going to block you and remove your comment because you're just stupid. But most of the time, like on TikTok, I just ignore them. I'm like, okay, whatever.
If you wanted to get harsh, you could always screenshot their comment and then just roast them. A lot of people do that now.
Yeah. I just was like, Pixie Dust twins on my account. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Pixie Dusters, we're nice, wholesome people.
I'm trying not to argue with people. Yeah.
Go to our other Instagram. Y'all
are nice, wholesome people. So I censor myself, but.
Yeah. No, I said we're wholesome people on the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair enough.
Outside of the podcast.
Yeah, I think I have problems, like, obviously, so.
Yeah, right. Anyways. Disney wholesome podcast, literally a serial killer behind you.
I covered his face. You can't see his face.
There's also the Scream one there, too.
Well, I painted that, so that
I know
nice
it's really good.
So it gets prominent display because I painted it, and I'm just like, you all can deal with
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's good. That's why I mean it's and scary then, and it's
yeah,
good.
And we have this Scream cast that's right there, and then the other picture is who you guys are. You're gonna meet him. Yes,
Jax. Next week.
Jax. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jax from Sons of Anarchy and the King Arthur movie.
Yeah.
He wants to meet him because of Son of Anarchy. Want to meet him because of King Arthur.
Yes. I was more on this. I did like King Arthur, but I was more on the Sons of Anarchy thing.
Everyone hated his King Arthur movie, and I adored it.
I didn't hate it. We liked it.
The general public. Mm-hmm. General public. We're not general public.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw that movie at a drive-in, and I think I actually saw it with Logan and Amanda.
That's funny. I own it, and I watch it on repeat when I get the urge.
Oh,
I love that movie.
Yeah, I liked it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm gonna react. This is gonna be my first time ever meeting a celebrity, like of any sort.
Don't worry.
I hope I don't like go speechless or anything.
A lot of people kind of freak out, and they're used to it because they're like, "You like us? Like you paid money to come and see me? They get it."
But I don't want to be that person. To be like normal. We're
at the end of the day, they're just people. At the end of the day,
I know.
People.
That's what I tell myself. But I know there are some people.
But
I'm just
in my
like,
head, I'm like, this is about. Like King Arthur, the guy who I'm like crushing over in this movie. You're beautiful.
Is it a photo? You guys are doing a photo and we're doing autograph a photo op. Or just photo?
I don't know if we're doing autograph, but we
okay.
are doing
because the photos, they usually are pretty quick, so you won't have much time to embarrass yourself, if that makes you feel better.
I don't think I'm going to embarrass myself. I just don't want to, like, have a deer in the headlights look on my face.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. Well, I know, like, the screencast, they were kind of, like, in and out, and I just was like, thank you. It was great to meet you. Yeah, and they were so nice. And I was like, yeah. That was a bit embarrassing, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I just had to say thank you. You guys are great. Awesome. Yeah.
I've never done a photo op with any celebrity, but I have met celebrities in passing, mm-hmm. like at coffee house. Okay. A celebrity in passing at a coffee house.
Who was it?
It was a WWE guy. I don't know. Are we allowed to talk about WWE? They're super copyrighted about their stuff, but
I don't know.
It was a wrestler.
Okay. Maybe we'll just do that so we don't get, like, YouTube banned. But
yeah, no, it was a wrestler who was
that's cool.
Yeah, he was a regular.
Off air, I'd like to know which one.
Yeah, no.
He used to be into it.
Yeah, I used to go to this. Well, I still do, but one of the malls in my area. There was a barbershop, a Boys to Men barbershop, and a lot of, like, local celebrities got their hairs done there. This was one of them.
Oh,
so that's and then yeah, he would come into the coffee house and you know. I was like, I'm not really a wrestling fan, so I didn't recognize him specifically, mm-hmm. but I knew somebody who did, so they freaked out. So I was like, oh, okay, that's who that is. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, there. I mean, I'm excited to meet Charlie. There's other people that I would have rather be meeting, like Matt Lanter, who's going to be there, who's the voice of Anakin.
Oh, and that, now that's who I would meet.
Mm-hmm. And Ashley Eckenstein, who's the voice of Ahsoka, is going to be there.
She does so many times.
James Baker is also going to be there with, he's the voice of all the clone and Obi. And I'm like,
nice.
I understand why we're doing this. This is, Brett wanted to go to Comic-Con, but I'm like, my Star Wars people are, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can just stare at them as you walk by.
To I think I had the opportunity to meet Carrie Fisher.
Sad.
When she was at Comic-Con. Like the year before she passed, or it was 2016, the year she passed. And I was like, I love Carrie, but I really don't want to pay $100 to get a quick photo op.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like I would have paid it for her. Yes.
Well, hindsight. Yeah. Now you're just like, you know what? I don't know when I'll get this opportunity again. So
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hindsight is what teaches you. But see, Ashley and Link, you should look at the autograph thing. I'm telling you, autographs, if you want a real interaction, are better than the photo apps.
Well, they don't have it on the app.
They don't. They always make you do it the day of, which just gets on my freaking nerves. But
well, that's fine. Yeah, but he wanted to make sure he got something. So
no, and I agree. Doing the photo ops is a guarantee.
You know, mm-hmm. guarantee you're getting that.
Yeah, the autographs get on my nerves because they're like day of, cash only, and I'm just like, super. Okay.
Yeah.
But it is the way. So yeah. Anyway, since we got super off topic, as we do, what a typical episode.
As always.
Like a typical episode.
Mm-hmm. That's why they love us.
Yeah. Our, and when I looked at just posts, so not reels for Instagram, our Marvel posts were our top five.
That doesn't
Wakanda Forever was the top one for reach. And all the rest of them, they were all Marvel, so I just didn't list them because I was like, oh, okay, I'll just say Marvel in general.
That does not surprise me.
And we are moving on to TikTok. Which is our biggest thing when we prefer to use TikTok, personally. TikTok. Instagram is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
I don't really care for the Instagram algorithm anymore, and TikTok is a little easier for me to figure out recently, so.
Instagram's gone downhill, unfortunately. I still use it but it's not what it used to be.
Yeah, and I've seen all sorts of things where they're like, oh, to get engagement, they want you to post, like, stories 3 times a day, and I'm like, do not have time.
I ain't got the energy for that. Jeez.
Like, post every day, and I'm just like, no. And then don't use certain apps. You have to use their in-app editing tool, and I'm just like, no, because your in-app editing tool is stupid. Instagram, it doesn't work half the time. I have more issues with that than anything, so.
Mm-hmm. The text doesn't work. Like, I'll try, like, I use it for Chandra because she doesn't have TikTok for work, mm-hmm. and I try to put text into the video that I create for her, and it doesn't stick, so I have to start using, so I've been using CapCut.
And they don't want you to use CapCut because TikTok owns it. That's what I've heard.
Well, I've been using it anyways.
Me too, because I don't like Instagram.
I don't.
I have the same problem where the text, like, one time I posted one, the text just moved. And I was like,
yep.
Why?
Can we go back to the days where Instagram is only photos?
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm kind of annoyed with this reel thing that they're really pushing.
I don't understand why they need to push the reels. Like, they're not TikTok. We don't need this. Like, just go back to the photos, what you do best.
Right. I capped out when they added not the reels, but the stories, because they were basically just ripping off Snapchat.
It's Snapchat. Which
I hate Snapchat, so I was fine with it, because it was like the things I liked about Snapchat minus the toxicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is a nice compromise. Let's stop here. And then they didn't.
No.
I love the stories because you can share just snippets for that day. So like if you have an announcement just for the day,
it makes sense.
Stories great. And people see stories more than they see the post sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you can share a post to the story so that way they can be like, oh, I missed it. And go
click
back
on the post.
But yeah, these reels are just killing me.
And it makes there's no rhyme or reason. The ones that did take off, I don't know what, I can't explain it. I don't know what I did or
There's
didn't
no
do
rhyme or reason.
To do it. TikTok, I
None
can
of
tell
it makes
you.
Any sense.
For some of them. And there's, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, so going to TikTok. We had 700 and something followers for the longest time. We were just hanging out. We get one or two-ish. And then the last week, I was like, ooh, there's more. Ooh, there's more. Ooh, there's more.
There's
and
more.
We broke 1,000 overnights. I was like, I was watching it yesterday and I was like, we might be able to by tomorrow.
That was our goal this year too.
Was to hit 1,000 and now we're at 1,003. Thank you, Ashley, for getting the most recent number, because I had 1,001 at 8 a.m. So gain a couple more people. And I'm also putting a big thank you to Harrison Ford, because I believe you were the reason why.
You were the reason.
So many people have started following us because our most popular video right now features, of course, Mr.
Harrison Ford.
Okay, so overall.
It'd be weird if he actually saw it.
But I don't think Harrison
probably. I don't think he even has social media. But
I don't think
still
he
be
does
weird.
Either. I don't think he's a TikToker.
I had this random dream a while back about Harrison Ford, and he was hosting this big celebrity tour thing where he brought me and a few other people, and he was just showing people around somewhere like Disney or something.
Oh my god! Can you imagine?
Yeah, it was very weird.
How amazing would it be if we were walking around Hollywood Studios and there's Harrison Ford by the Millennium Falcon?
Right.
I would lose my crap.
Everybody would. Oh my goodness.
Oh goodness.
Okay.
But you know what this means now, Pixie Dusters?
Yes.
This means
true
that Sammy and I have to actually think of something to do live, because my personal account has over 1,000. Mm-hmm. So she can go live on Pixie Dust Twins. I can go live on mine, and we can join and do something. So
yes. That's
TBD. It's coming.
It's coming. Yes. And that was the thing that annoyed me. Your account and my other account were over 1,000, and we were just staring at Pixie Dust Twins could you get there so we can use you? Oh, just a waiting game. But we made it overnight. And as of a little bit ago, we had 31.7K likes. And the one in parentheses is 31.4, because that's what it was when I went to bed. And then it went up by the time I double checked it this morning. So I thought that was very cool.
We are now 31.8.
31. See, it's going up. What's going on?
Because Harrison climbed, so I changed Harrison.
I see that. So last night when I looked at our most popular video, which is Conan O'Brien interviewing Harrison Ford about the holiday special, it had 328K views, and now we're sitting at 344 as of Ashley's very recent update to the numbers.
344.2.
344.2K views. I did not expect it to blow up. It slowly started picking up momentum, and then I was like, oh, very cool. And y'all just keep watching it and making comments. We've got 8,500 plus likes on it right now. Very cool. Yeah.
86.
Okay. Moved up again another 100 between 8 a.m. and now. So about 2 hours. Yeah. It went up, and it's about, I don't know if this is still the same, but 3,200 hours of playtime.
How do I find that?
You have to go to the stats on it.
Oh.
You have to click the video and then click the little dots and then click the analytics.
Got it.
This I figured out last night, by the way.
It makes me feel like Scrooge McDuck, as his pockets are just filling up with money. He's going, yes, yes, yes.
That is still the same.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how they do that, but okay.
I don't know either. I don't understand all of it, but I was like, oh, I'll write it down. You know.
We reached 236,755 accounts. And everyone who's seen it is on their For You page,
Yes, it's 100%. That's our first video. That's 100% for you page, not followers finding it like 100% for you. And I was just like, everybody loves Harrison Ford. So,
yep.
Yeah, not surprised. And only a couple like rude-ish comments. They weren't that bad. So again, I ignored those people. Most people were very nice or also shared their hate of the holiday special. And I was like, agreed. Yes. Yeah, a couple people have it on VHS. Who knew?
Nice.
That's a thing, yeah. Some people managed to get their own copy, so, yeah.
Interesting.
Now, before Harrison Ford came along,
I know.
Three Andros was our most popular video, 158K views with Miss Ashley. She posted that, and we were very excited when lots of people were watching it. Just Julie Andrews telling this wonderful story about her grandson, right? And he's watched Mary Poppins at a birthday party and then kind of made the connection, you know, oh, I know what you do, Grandma. Like, it's adorable. it's such so a cute video. Cute. Yes. And who was interviewing her? Which talk show? I'm just remembering she was also on a talk show and I don't remember who it was.
It was Kimmel.
I almost said Kimmel. Okay. So she was on Kimmel, for that. Yeah. Very cute interview.
I did get asked on, like, one of the comments on that video was, are you her granddaughter? And I'm like, oh,
if only.
Thank you. If only. No, I'm not. I just love this video.
Unfortunately, no. Exactly. Unfortunately, no.
Unfortunately, not.
No. Yeah. But that one got about 1,200 hours of playtime and 16K likes. So a lot of people love Julie Andrews. And then our next most popular one, although the number is lower, I still think it's very cool, is starring Mr. Dan telling us about the Phantom Menace and the Emperor's theme, like that connection with the music with John Williams. That's got, almost like 8,000 views on it. So I was just like, well, that's cool. 19 and a half hours playtime, 91 likes. So
awesome.
I was happy that one blew up because I just love that. All the stories you told about John Williams, I thought that was really great. So that made me happy to see
Absolutely. And finding that made me happy, just, you know, seeing all those connections. It's really something special.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, this is great to share.
Yeah. So thank you, John Williams.
Yeah. Thanks to him as well for giving us views on TikTok. Yeah. But yeah, those are our top three videos. Cool. And then the rest of them were close-ish for some of the other top ones, and I didn't feel like looking up all the numbers. So this is where we're at with this. Yeah. Yeah, that's all the stats I got. Now we can talk about some of our favorite episodes or series, like whatever we want to talk about from May of last year to May of this year. Yeah, whatever you want to share. So Ashley, take it
away. I tried to pick different ones from you.
That's what I did too. I was like, well, what's Ashley going to pick? Oh, Star Wars.
Well, actually, no, like before I even looked at your stuff, I actually made a list. Uh-huh. And when I looked at your stuff, I'm like, crap, we have the same.
Did we really? Oh, that's so funny. I purposely was like, oh, I'm not going to list Julie Andrews because I know Ashley will love that. That's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
This is why we're on the show.
I had all three of those, or two of them. I had your two middle ones. I'll let you say them, but I had your two middle ones on my list. That's so I'm like, oh, funny. Oh, and the third one. I do still have the third one on there.
It's so funny.
I'm like, well, I need to go back. And then I'm like, wait, what did we do last year?
I had to pull up the list.
I pulled up the list.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorites, of course, is Star Wars Summer. Like, that was the pinnacle of my life last year when it came to Pixie Dust Twins. I was so excited she agreed to it. I was so excited we got to do it. And that's when Dan really, like, came onto the podcast and has really become a staple with us, which is awesome. And it was just so good. And now that we have this every year Star Wars thing just makes me happy.
Absolutely.
Our Hocus Pocus episode, not the Hocus Pocus 2 episode.
Yeah, again, I almost put this one.
Mm-hmm. I like Hocus Pocus 2, but the original is always going to be the best. So they Disney-fied the second one too much. So I loved talking about the original. Talking about Mary Poppins during the Julie Andrews months. That was my favorite episode probably in that month. Princess Diaries, very close second, but loved the Mary Poppins episode. Loved having my friend Hope from Nebraska on, talking about her expectations for the first time going to Disney, and then hearing about her experience at Disney was just so cool for a first timer. So that was awesome. This one, me and Sammy had the same, is the Mandalorian. Yes. Well, is your Mandalorian episode the one from last year or this year?
The one we just posted.
Dang it. Okay, that was the one I meant to.
It was the most recent one.
It was just such a fun episode. Mm-hmm. We had us three plus Isaac, mm-hmm. and it was just this amazing conversation of season three, and it was good. Season three, I don't know if I said it in the Mando episode, but season three is probably my favorite season of Mandalorian. Like as a whole, mm-hmm. I have certain episodes in the other seasons that I really love, but mm-hmm. as a whole, I think season three is probably my favorite.
It's really come into its own for this mm-hmm. season.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even for the little nitpicky things we had about it, I still really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, do you have any favorite ones that you've been on that just come to mind?
I know they're, it's a commitment.
Honestly, yeah, no, they're all kind of a blur to me. Like, it's just this genuine. I mean, I pretty much enjoyed all of them, but the ones that come to my mind immediately, definitely the Indiana Jones ones.
Good pick.
Specifically, actually, you listed the title. Was it She Talks in Her Sleep?
Yes.
That one. Because yes. I know you clipped me ranting about that one. I was like, hey, that was a fun yes. one to rant about. What else? And, you know, like you said, any of the Star Wars ones, I guess, anything, I say like any of that specifically with John Williams, being able to actually explore, mm-hmm. like being a musician myself, like be kind of actually kind of getting into my forte and being able to share that part of me mm-hmm. with this whole, you know, audience, was really yeah. special. Same mm-hmm. with like the Doctor Strange one. So like being able to kind of mm-hmm. get into like, hey, I do this. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. What else? I enjoyed, actually, probably because we clashed on this one, the Love and Thunder. Because I remember you hated it. Because I was saying is like, they're the very first line on your notes where I hated it. My very first line on my notes where I loved it.
Yes, that was pretty good.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then,
so ganged up on in that month. Baby's like, I don't care.
Sorry. Yeah,
no, Sammy was kind of like the mediator. She was, she kept the peace.
Oh, no, she didn't. She was egging it on. She did not.
I was
going to
say,
she
I feel like generally I'm much more mean.
Yes. If anybody mediates between the two of us, it's me.
Like, if we're going to get in a real fight, it's going to be me and Ashley. I can promise you. I feel like, Dan, you are much nicer about your opinions. And I'm just like, Ashley is wrong. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
I try to validate everybody.
You do. I think that's nice. And I don't always feel like I do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. What else? I literally just thought of one and now completely slipped me. Oh, Moon Knight. That was a fun one to talk about.
That was fun to talk about. Mm-hmm.
Getting my mythology nerd coming out.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
That. Yeah, had a lot of fun with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if there's anything else. Well, those are, I mean, obviously the Star Wars, you know, holiday special, you know, we've all agreed that was just a joy to just rail into.
Yeah, it was.
And those are pretty much what the main ones that kind of come to my mind. So,
mm-hmm.
So Dan, I have to ask, mm-hmm. since we're reviewing the year, mm-hmm. do you regret joining us?
Absolutely not.
Yay!
No. I was like, I hope Maddie keeps showing up.
I mean,
you can make him get up early on Saturday, so I hope.
Right, like the fact that I'm literally, you know, sacrificing a Saturday every other Saturday.
Yeah.
Or two Saturdays in a row like this time.
Thanks, Ash.
Right, no, sorry. Exactly.
You missed two Saturdays off. Sort of.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, no, but I enjoy it. I had wanted to do something like this for a while, but I never knew exactly what I wanted to do. So it's like, you know, this is a fun thing to do, at least for mm-hmm. now. You know, if at least it's something else, great. If not, I'll just stick with you guys. So,
aw, mm-hmm. thanks.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my favorite episodes, I link any of the ones that we had interviews or guests. I wrote down interviews, but interviews, mm-hmm. guests, it's just fun, you know, to have extra people on. And like we said, like having the Mandalorian episode, which is one of my top ones, the one that we just mm-hmm. posted, that was just fun with Isaac because mm-hmm. he is such like a straight up. And I say this with a lot of like love in my heart. Nerd because I'm just
deep.
Like what is he, how does he remember, like we were talking about stuff and what I remember is while we were doing it he would be like, well, yeah, that was episode 7, and I'm just like mm-hmm. what, how do you, I don't even remember like barely what I just watched for the Mandalorian, and he's busting out 2 seasons ago episode right. names, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So that was just very cool because we get into a lot of nerdy stuff, but he's like on another level of like some of this. So I thought that was a lot of fun to have him on. And then obviously talking to Hope was great because seeing her go to Disney the first time and then tell us about her experience was a lot of fun. And then we had that Wonders of Disney podcast they were on, and that was fun. And
that's right.
Talking to people. Yeah. Getting their experience. Yeah. And then the Santa Claus series, I just loved. We talked about all the movies, even though I don't love all the movies. And then the TV show, because I have so much love for that character and Tim Allen. That was just a great time. I really enjoyed it. And I'm excited to do it again this, doing it again this December.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they go, like what the storyline is.
Because
now they're like, okay, so my children are going to be the ones to take over. Like, okay, how is this going to go? Like, Where are we going to go with it?
Very curious what they do.
Yeah. And I still love seeing the video of Tim's daughter like saying, I didn't understand the impact that he had as Santa Claus until I was on this show with him.
Yeah.
It makes me tear up every time. I'm like, yes, you really don't, because he's literally our Santa Claus.
Yes, we grew up with him. And I just remember going to the theater and watching every year with my dad. And it's just, I have so much like nostalgia attached to to him.
But and isn't it the most like random, like it feels like somebody had to be smoking something when they came up with the idea. Like in the 90s, they're like, dude.
I can't wait for this.
A movie about Santa Claus with Tim the Toolman Taylor. Dude! Write it. Like the most random combination, and yet it exploded into this like beautiful thing.
And it's like the best Santa Claus movie made. Like they've been trying to remake some new Santa Claus movies with.
It's not the same.
Who is it? Kurt
Russell. I did and like some of those others.
And it's good.
But it's different.
I saw clips of it, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a different take on Santa Claus.
Yeah, because Santa's kind of mean. In his version.
My kind of Santa. Yeah.
I mean, Tim Allen is sarcastic,
but your kind of Santa.
I like Kurt Russell, the sarcastic Santa. I liked him a lot too. But I like the warm and fuzzy Santa that we get with this. And it has the Disney magic. So I think that's part of it when he's turning into Santa. And, you know, like one of those favorite scenes when he's eating at the business meeting and he's just like, oh, and I can use a nice cold glass of milk. And it just makes me like warm and fuzzy. It's like, oh. Yeah, so just so many good memories attached to it. So it was fun to talk about because of that, I think.
But you were just stung by a bee? A big bee?
Stung by a bee, Scott. A big bee. So many great lines from that. Oh, my gosh. I watch it a million times at the holidays. And And then the Indiana Jones series I really liked because it was just fun to talk about. They're just fun movies to talk about and all the trivia that we got and, the videos I got to make out of it. That's when I really started having fun doing the clips from the show, too. So I think that's another reason why I really liked it because started really figuring out how to do our TikToks and all that stuff. So.
And you've got a groove and I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah, and finally figuring out. Sometimes it is a little tricky, like The Mandalorian, I will tell you, because I'm sorry, but I steal things off of YouTube to post sometimes.
I think everyone steals things off
YouTube. With our videos, I can admit it. However, The Mandalorian doesn't really have a lot of stuff out, so I had to figure out how to steal it. I'm sorry, Disney, from Disney Plus, and it was a bit of an effort, but I got it. Yeah.
Wait, you can
figure out a way to get around the Disney app because
I have an idea of how.
Tell me how to do that because like I've tried to do that and they're like, it doesn't work.
In the Disney app, it will do a black screen. It does not work, but I know how to do it now. So,
nice.
Yeah, I figured it out. I can share. No worries. If you ever want to rip off something from Disney Plus,
we want to keep the podcast.
I will not share it here, but off the air.
Okay. Obviously not.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway,
we're not thieves, but we are thieves. Point is, we don't take what's ours.
Unless I do it Robin Hood.
I do it with love, Disney, to share your art.
We are not profiting, I promise.
Exactly.
No, we are just doing $0 for fun. No, TikTok does not pay me to post these things. No, unfortunately, not yet.
Would it be one day? Like, I know it never going to happen because neither, we would both have to be around to go to Disney all the time together. But
it's a lot of work, though.
A Disney creator and then be invited to like the Disney TikTok thing.
I want to do that so bad.
That's the only thing. It's the only thing I would want to do is the Disney TikTok events, like, or the Disney things that they send you. I I don't care about all the other TikTok things.
But my problem is, Disney. And like when I go to Disney, like I just really don't want to film a video.
Oh no!
I just want to walk around and be at Disney, and all these people are like, "Let me post myself twirling around and taking." And I'm just like, I don't want to do that. I just want to go to Disney and enjoy my day.
Feel that?
I'm sorry. Yep. I just can't do.
Ah, it's just a sign that we're old. That's what it is.
Yeah, potentially.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the same way. Like if I go on vacation or something, like part of me is like, I probably should post something about this, but I'm tired. I just want to chill.
I usually don't post until after the vacation.
Yeah. That's fair.
I might post stories. Like if I shoot like a little cute video of whatever, something I like, I might post it to my story, but I won't make anything like curated until I get home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But.
Okay.
Anywho.
Well, I'm done.
And you left. The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Which we already said like five times. Yeah.
Did I mention The Mandalorian? Because
did you know that I really liked that episode?
The Mandalorian.
So about The Mandalorian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So usually we talk about what's next in the year. You don't have that on here.
Well, the reason I didn't is because I feel like we have done a lot of talking about. Did you know that we're going to do a summer of Harry Potter, everybody? That's because true. I don't know if we've mentioned that at all on the show.
I literally just said it in a story this morning.
I was gonna do it, and then I was like, well, we have talked it to death about the Harry Potter upcoming series, and then beyond that, I mean, we're trying to figure out what movies we want to watch in like, what is that, like September or whatever, and we haven't nailed down anything. And then we always do Halloween theme, which we haven't nailed down what we're gonna do exactly, and then Christmas. So yeah, I just felt like they know Harry Potter is coming.
We've been in a rhythm. We have a rhythm.
Yes. Harry Potter is coming very shortly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my story. I'm like, hey, Pixie Dusters, we're filming the last couple episodes of Star Wars today, which means we got to start doing Harry Potter soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, awesome. Well, Sammy, thank you so much for putting that together.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It's not too hard to do.
I feel cheers to year three.
There you go. Cheers.
Boop. Cheers.
Yeah, there we go. That was cute. I like that. Yeah.
I like that too.
With our random cups. Yeah.
All right, Pixie Dusters. Thank you so much for joining us for our annual year review for year three. We're gonna be here for another year. We're gonna be here for another lot of years. So we're excited to see where this takes us. Again, check us out on all our social media accounts, the Pixie Dust Twins, my personal, her personal, Dantastic down there. Mm-hmm. We are here for you as your Disney people and professionals. I feel like we are Disney professionals. I think we are experts, Disney knowledge experts. Yes.
Okay.
We
are. I didn't know if professional applied because it's a struggle.
Yeah, it's not professional. Yeah. It's expert.
Okay, I can go with that.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week for our next Star Wars episode. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins, Sammy and Ashley. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to the Limitless Podcast Network's own channel, Instagram, and all things social media. And we'll see you all real soon.